Hello everyone, my name is Mr. Alex, and I will be teaching you a little bit about the ukulele from the book, The Best Beginning Ukulele Book for Kids. Really important before we get started is that we tune our ukulele. So we've got to make sure it sounds like this. A lot of people use the phrase, my dog has fleas. Once your ukulele is in tune, we gotta make sure that we can hold the instrument comfortably. So I would say that the best way to hold it is with the ukulele pressed against your chest with your right arm, holding it like this, and your left hand over here is gonna scoop around the neck with your thumb, kind of like that. And so it just kind of fits in right there. And our left hand is super important because we are gonna use our fingers on our left hand to press down different frets. So it's really important that we are able to press our fingers down on the frets. And the thumb and the fingers kind of work together to press against the fretboard really nicely. And with our right hand, we are going to be plucking strings to play single notes, and we're gonna be playing a lot of chords. Once you have your ukulele firmly pressed against your chest like this, with your arm kind of holding it in place, you can even hold it with just your right hand or even just your left hand. Now we are ready to play our first songs. Learning how to play chords. Chords on ukulele are played when you strum all the strings at the same time with your right hand, while you are pressing your left hand fingers on different frets on the fretboard. So if I have my fingers on my left hand pressed down like this, that's a C chord, and I can move them to different frets to make different chords. And the way that we strum the ukulele, well, there are a few different ways. We can use our thumb, we can use our first finger, we can use a pick, like this one right here. Instead of the pick, we could hold our fingers together like this and pretend that we're holding a pick and strum like that. I like to strum like that. And I also like to use my thumb. Try different ways of strumming the ukulele, but definitely go with whatever you're most comfortable with. So you see these little diagrams, like the diagram for the C chord, that shows exactly where you are putting your fingers on the fretboard. So for this first chord, the C chord, we are going to use our third finger to press the third fret of our first string. Now the first string is going to be this string at the very bottom. Second string is going to be the one second from the bottom. Third string is here. And fourth string is the top string that is closest to your face. So we're looking at the diagram as if we were looking at the ukulele this way. So if you look at your ukulele, you can kind of see that it looks like that diagram. So we are going to use our third finger to press down on that third fret, and you're kind of pressing using your thumb to get really good grip on that fret. And the way you're pressing on these frets, super important, is you're not pressing directly on the metal piece. You're not pressing here, you're not pressing here, but you're pressing here in the middle. And you're pressing pretty hard, so now hold that and take your right hand and strum the chord. And that's your C chord. Let's see how we can play this first song for the C chord. Now, each one of these slashes is actually when you're going to strum the chord. So each slash means that you are playing a chord. I'm gonna count to four so that we can start the song and play together. So make sure you have your chord ready to play. Your third finger's on that third fret of the first string. And once you're pressing that, get ready to strum. Here we go. Strum with me. And make sure you're reading the number of slashes that are in the song. All right, ready? One, two, ready, go. Stop. That's it. So that's our first song. We played our first chord. Awesome. So now let's look at the next song, which has the C7 chord. So the C7 chord is going to be your first finger on your left hand, and that is going to go on the first fret of the first string, right here. So look at that. Make sure it matches up with the diagram. Try the chord. Just strum it. See if it sounds like this. And now we're ready to play song number two, the C7 chord. Here we go. I'll count it off. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now let's look at the third song on this page, which is the F chord. So this one's a little bit trickier. So we are going to use our first finger to go on the first fret of the second string right here. And our second finger, this one right here, is going to go on the second fret of our fourth string, the string that's closest to your face. So your fingers are going to look kind of like that. And by the way, with these chords where the fingers are going kind of over the instrument in a bunch of different wacky ways, things like that, it's important that you make your fingers really pointy. We make them pointy because if they're not pointy, they start to touch the other strings and the chord doesn't sound good. But once your fingers are actually pointy and just touching the string that you want to be pressing on, it makes a great sound. Okay, so now let's try this third song, the F chord. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Alrighty, now we're ready to go to page 3.
Check out all of our online video tutorials. Visit www.musicfunbooks.com. See our entire collection of books at amazon.com/author/Newman.
Okay, so page 3, strumming and thumbing. So in these songs right here, we have 4 measures, and each measure has 4 strums. Let's try strum and C. Let's make sure we're counting all those strums correctly. So make sure you're counting in your head or out loud. Here we go. 1, 2, ready, go. And stop. I hope you counted correctly. All right, let's look at the next one, which is gonna be strumming C7. So let's have our C7 chord ready to play. Sounds pretty cool. Alrighty, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Awesome. Let's look at strumming F. So have your F chord ready to play, and remember to keep those fingers pointy up here. And 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Now we're going to play the G7 chord. Now the G7 chord, it's going to be the hardest chord that we have learned so far. First of all, the third finger goes on the second fret of the first string. And then we take our first finger, our pointer finger, goes on the first fret of the second string. And then our second finger right here goes on the second fret of the third string. And your fingers kind of look like this. And a good tip for playing this chord would be to kind of tilt your hand so that it's kind of touching almost the head of the ukulele. Now on page 4, we have Mary Had a Little Lamb. And you all know this one. So we're going to start on our F chord here. And if you think you can sing along to this one while you're playing, go ahead. Or just strum the ukulele, and I'll be singing it. And just try to play along. Oh, we actually have a chord change in this song. So we are changing from F to C7. In that third measure, and then in the last measure, the fourth measure, we're going back to F. You don't have to play all of the strums if you need to take some time to switch your fingers to the next chord. And I'll explain this a little bit better after I played the song. So here we go. Mary Had a Little Lamb. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Now, as I was saying, you could, instead of playing all the strums, do something like this.
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, his fleece was white as snow.
So you see how I didn't play all of those strums, because I was taking that some of that time to actually switch my fingers to the next chord and then back again. So that's something you could do if you are new to switching chords and it's kind of tricky to play that F chord. Skip to my loop. Now if you take a look at this one, it switches from the F chord to the C7, just like Mary Had a Little Lamb does. So let's try it out. 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's like you're tilting or curving your hand this way to make it easier to play the chord. Now let's play strum in G7. 1, 2, 3, and 4. On page 5, we have some new things here. All those slashes we've been playing are quarter note slashes. That's like a single beat for each slash. So now we have eighth note slashes, and they go twice as fast as the quarter notes do. So two of them equals one regular beat. So how do we play these eighth note strums? Well, we're gonna play it a certain way. It's interesting because we've been strumming down with our thumb. So now with these eighth notes that are played twice as fast, we are going to be doing the same kind of motion that we've been doing. This, you know, where your arm is kind of moving like that, but we are actually going to touch some of the strings on the way up with our first finger for the eighth notes. Goes like this. So we're playing those faster eighth notes by doing a down up, and you can see the cymbals right here. That cymbal is a down strum cymbal, and this one, the V cymbal, that means up strum. I was playing number 10 just now, And we can count the quarter notes by saying the word ta, and the eighth notes by saying titi. Just a way that we can count the rhythms a little bit better. So here we go. I'm going to play number 10, and hopefully you can play this with me. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Ta, ta, ti, ti, ta. I'm going to play it again, but slower. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Ta, ta, ti, ti, ta. If you can't play that just right off the bat, don't worry about it. We're going to work on that. Make sure you practice that a little bit. Now we're going to look at number 11. This is a slightly different strumming pattern. This one is ta, ti, ti, ta, ta. And it's going to be on the F chord. So have your F chord ready to play. And let's give it a shot. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ta, ti, ti, ta, ta. One more time, even slower. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Ta, ti, ti, ta, ta. Now let's check out number 12. So now we have our G7 chord again. Let's make sure we remember how to play that one. Third finger here on this fret, first finger here, second finger on this fret right here. You can tilt your hand a little bit to play the chord better. Now let's try the song. We have a lot of eighth note strums all in a row. So here we go. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Ta. One more time. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Ta, ti, 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 ti. You'll notice that at the beginning of number 12, we have down strum for ta, and then we're bringing our hand back for the ti-tis. So the ta, and then back, ti, 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 ti. So number 13. Is back to C, so we're back to the C chord. Starts off with some TTs with the eighth notes. Here we go. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Ti, ti, ta, ti, ti, ta. One more time. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Ti, on page 6, we have something called a repeat sign. It means that when you get to that repeat sign, you are repeating, you're going back to wherever the other side of that repeat sign is. Usually you go back to the beginning, sometimes you go to a different place in the song. For this song, number 14, we are going back to the beginning of the song once we hit that repeat sign. So playing it a total of 2 times. So here we go. Have your C chord ready. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. And stop. Now let's go to number 15. Number 15 is a much longer song, and it has a lot of different rhythms to it. So a lot of different tas and tts, quarter notes and eighth notes. We are actually switching from the C chord at the very beginning to, on the second line, our F chord. And then on the third line, we have the G7 chord. And then fourth line goes back to the C chord. Alrighty, here we go. Wait, there's a repeat sign at the end of this one. Okay, I guess we'll do the repeat sign. So we're gonna play this song once through, and then we're gonna repeat it. 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Now let's go to the last song on this page, which is number 16. This starts off on the F chord, switches to the G7, and then switches to a C7. So look out. We have some different strums in this one too. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Check out all of our online video tutorials. Visit www.musicfunbooks.com. See our entire collection of books at amazon.com/author/Newman.
Now on page 7, we have Skip to My Lou again, but this time it's in a different key. So we're playing some different chords for this one. Now this is really good for practicing switching to the G7. So if you're having trouble with that G7 chord, this is the perfect song to practice. You can strum this one differently if you want to, but I would recommend doing something like 4 strums per measure. But it does have the melody line or the singer's, the singing line written in notes. So we're not actually going to be playing those notes, but if you want to sing the song, you're actually going to be singing those notes. But let's focus on just doing the chord switches and playing with a nice consistent strum. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Lost my a slightly faster version of Skip to My Lou on page 7, number 17. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Lost my
Now on page 8, we are going to play the song He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. And it starts off on a C chord.
1, 2, 3, 4. He's got the whole
now we have the song Ara Lee on page 9. So for this one, I am going to actually be doing 2 strums per measure instead of 4. But you can strum this however you want to. We're going to have some quick chord changes in this one, so be ready. 1, 2, 3, 4.
As a blackbird in the spring, 'neath the willow tree, he sat and piped. I heard him sing, praising Ara Lee.
1, 2, 3, 4.
As a blackbird in the spring, 'neath the willow tree, he sat and piped. I heard him sing, praising Ara Lee.
Now on page 10, we have Strummin' Fun. And this is actually going to show us a different strumming pattern, slightly more advanced and really cool. It's going to be an awesome strumming pattern to learn. So in line A, we have the strumming pattern that we pretty much know. It goes, if I'm playing a C chord, it goes like this. Down. That's ta, ti, 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 ta. So now for line B, it's going to be the same, but we are actually going to miss the strings on one of the down strums. So what does that mean? Well, I'll show you. Down, and then your hand goes back up. Then you do another down, up, and then this one, you're missing the strings, but you're still doing the same motion. So it's going to be like this. Starting back from the beginning of line B, goes like this. Down, down, up, up, down. And I'm going to keep repeating it over and over. Down, down, up, up, down. Down, down, up, up, down. Down, down, up, up, down. You see how I'm missing the strings on this down strum on purpose. Something really cool we can do, because we're keeping this motion here. It's a really fun strumming pattern to learn. So once you've practiced doing that strumming pattern, ready to play song number 20. 1, 2, 3, 4. One, 2, 3, 4.